mysteries on other planets and moons. There are things which exist on other planets and moons in our solar system and even outside, which are at this time beyond our understanding. Take our moon for existence. A mass has been found inside the moon which for now has scientists stumped. It seems to be composed of denser material than the rest of the moon. Some scientists think an ancient asteroid may have crashed into the moon and the remains of it are buried. When we sent astronauts to the moon, it is said light was seen coming out of a crater. We don't know why or where it came from. Scientists can't even agree where the moon came from. Some say it may have drifted here and was captured into orbit by Earth's gravity. Others think it came from the material that was the early material forming the planets, or either the Earth was struck by a large asteroid which knocked out a piece of the Earth which became the moon, or the moon and Earth formed at the same time from the same material. What is even more confusing is the test NASA made to determine if the moon was solid by crashing a rocket into it. It is confusing because the moon reacted like a hollow object and vibrated for over an hour, and this was not the time this was seen. At one time there was a lot of talk about a problem which concerned establishing a base on the moon. It was said this was hard to do not only because of technological problems, but also because of the lack of water. It was thought the moon was a very arid place. As years went by and the moon continued to be examined, water was found on it, to the surprise of scientists. The water was in the form of ice and found at the poles. It was discovered by the SOFIA Observatory, which is a joint project between the US and Germany. Water on the moon differs from water found on Earth. I know, you thought all water was the same, so did I. Moon water has higher levels of deuterium, as does water from comets, so some scientists think the water on the moon came from comets crashing into the ancient moon. We might think it is very strange that the moon always shows the same face to Earth, and this must have been quite a wonder to ancient man. Since then, we have found this is not that unusual. Other large round moons in our solar system are also tidally locked to the planets they orbit and also show the same face to the planet. The moon looks like a very quiet place and seems far less dynamic than the Earth, and if this is what you thought, you would be correct, with an exception. The exception is moon quakes. Not all moon quakes are the same. There are deep ones, shallow ones, thermal moonquakes and quakes caused from meteors hitting the moon. We caused one when we hit the moon with a rocket. It has been said the average deep quake happens inside a 27-day period, more than not. We still have many mysteries to solve which pertain to the moon. Another mysterious place is the planet Mars. Before we get to the planet, I would like to focus in on the moon Phobos. There is a structure on the tiny moon which towers above the flat surface. There are many people who believe the structure is artificial, including Buzz Aldrin, who actually said it was artificial. A Russian scientist stated Phobos is hollow and could have a base inside it. The other moon of Mars, Deimos, is just under 4 miles in diameter and is unremarkable. Some believe the moons were captured by Mars after they flew out of the asteroid belt. This would have to mean the atmosphere on Mars was much thicker at one time. Getting to Mars, it is truly a mysterious planet. Basically, the photos we have been shown taken by the orbiter and rovers seem to show a desert-like planet without much of an atmosphere. It is said there is enough of an atmosphere which extends up a few inches from the surface to support tiny life. There is much controversy between NASA and others about what has been found on the planet. It seems to many people the areas which show the most interesting things are being avoided by the rovers and the orbiter, or the photos and videos still might be taken in these areas, but hidden from us. Even members of the scientific community took issue with the way some photos were taken. When the first photos of Mars were taken of the face on Mars, people were shocked. There was a face of a person wearing ancient Egyptian headgear. The pictures of this were studied and it was found one could see teeth and even eyelashes when they examined the photos. It was felt NASA wanted to deflect the idea there had been or was life on Mars, and they took a color photo of the face which just showed a pile of dirt. Some scientists reacted in anger because when they examined the photo, they found instead of allowing 256 colors, the photo used only 8 colors, and they felt all the important bits were hidden because of this, and a full color photo would have shown the face in all its glory. Not only was a face found, but there was a pyramid found which resembled the Great Pyramid. NASA quickly wrote this off. The area with all this going on was called Cydonia. This area seems to have many mysterious features and also seems to be avoided at all costs by NASA. Many other things were seen in photos which have been leaked. There is a photo of an area which seems to have trees. Another which seems to be covered by small, perfectly round stones which seem to be several inches in diameter, but the size is hard to tell from the photos. Many other objects which look like faces and statues have been found, but NASA tells us it is due to pareidolia. That is when our brains interpret what we are seeing into something else. Getting back to Cydonia, there are other things which have been seen which could be large glass tubes big enough for a train to run through and might have been used to keep in an atmosphere. It has even been suspected some of the photos of Mars are not really of Mars, but a desert on Earth. There was one photo which was released which showed a human-like shadow behind the rover. Lastly, methane which could be a product of life has been found in some of the caves on Mars.